Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrecht and Tommy Kester.
All right, welcome in, everybody. Happy Friday to you. TGIF here on Sports Daily. Jacob Albrecht, Tommy Kester here. Glad to be with you. A lot of fun coming today, as always, on a Friday as we get you ready for the weekend. We're going to have a chance to win some prizes. Stay tuned for a chance to win some HTOT and coffee. You can do that on the IHOP hotline. Always available. We'll get it out of the way now. 869-1240. Keep that number handy. We'll have a chance to win some prizes. A chance for you, of course, to always chime in on the show through that hotline. We have some exciting stuff today. I want to talk about football and the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes on Logan Paul. It's Logan Paul. What are the two Pauls? I always forget which one's which. Patrick Mahomes was on one of their podcasts. And so he had a lot of interesting things to say, I think. But, you know, a chance for him to cut it up and be a little less, guarded than he typically is. So we can get into some of that. Patrick Beverley making a fool of himself last night. At a basketball game for the Bucks. What a mess the Bucks has been. We care a little bit more about that because we're personally offended that they let go of Adrian Griffin, Wichita's own, just to, you know, get worse. And so there, Bucks, you kind of deserved it. They had a lot of injuries and stuff, but Patrick Beverley just absolutely makes an idiot out of himself. So we'll get into that a little bit. The Royals getting ready for a big weekend series against the Rangers. We'll go over some betting ideas as well later on the show. I want to remind you that mornings at KFH, by the way, we're always fueled up, enjoying great coffee from Prairie Fire Coffee. Jad's in the studio today. He's probably already had, eight, nine, ten cups, Jad. That's about how that goes in the morning, Jad.
I'm only on number two. Oil.
How big is the cup, though, Jad? I mean, come on now.
A normal 8-ounce cup.
Okay. All right. Well, whenever I'm in studio, I go about a cup a segment, or pretty close to it, and then go refill it up during the break. So we appreciate Prairie Fire for doing that.
I'm older than you guys. I kind of had to curtail my caffeine intake. Someday you will too.
Yeah, well, not today. Now I need it to survive in life. Tommy, how are you feeling this morning?
I'm hanging in there. Barely hanging on by a thread. I'm here. Glad it's Friday. It's been wild.
What's been wild? I don't understand. It's just a regular Friday.
I had a minor medical procedure yesterday, late afternoon. I feel okay today, better. Painkillers help. I told you and I told our program director, Tony Deucing, like, I'll do the show. Like, I feel like I can get through 2 hours of a show. So we'll see how it goes.
So I have been battling this internal struggle now for the last 24 hours on how much public grief to give Tommy. Privately, I've been giving Tommy a lot of grief. I don't want anybody to think that you're in any danger or anything like that. You're fine, right?
I'm okay. I'm good. You know what? And I'm secure enough in who I am as a person and as a man. Like, it doesn't, you know, you can give me as much grief as you want, but I'm confident in who I am. I'll throw it out there. I had a vasectomy yesterday.
Please do.
So had that taken care of yesterday, late afternoon. I know a lot of guys go through it. Had that taken care of, had that done. I'll tell you, like, I feel better today than I did last night. I didn't anticipate, you know, like, it was uncomfortable. It was not pleasant. But I'm here to do the show. That should just show you how dedicated I am to this program that we do 5 days a week.
Not just that, but knowing that you and I have sort of open season on making fun of each other. So, like, we don't get our feelings hurt easily. So now knowing that you've been through that particular procedure so recently, it opens the door to so many great things, many of which we've been firing off at you, you know, behind the scenes.
You have.
For a while now. And, you know, we can bring some of that into the public. So the IHOP hotline may never be more fun. If you'd like to take a stab at Tommy here. If you'd like to,
not literally, please don't, because
if you'd like to,
already had a stab taken out yesterday,
you know, to snip away at him a little bit, you know, just get in some jokes. You can feel free to do that, Jad. If you've got anything teed up, you got some good material. We can let it fly today.
I just wanted to say that I was extra nice to Tommy yesterday.
He was
not make
gentle.
A single joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he could have. I mean, you know, I'm sure he had a dozen ready to go in the holster.
I had an entire page of Google image search botched vasectomies that I was going to, like, flip over and show him, and I didn't do it.
Hang on.
That's when you get called into the HR office based on your internet search.
Tommy just said, have some in the holster, and I gotta wonder how much in the holster do you still have there, Tommy?
I don't have as many as I did before. That's the truth.
Oh man, we're Jad, get the button ready. I don't know where the line is today, but it may get crossed. So get the delay button ready. This is again know out there that we only have love in the heart, and we're gonna make fun of each other for just about anything that happens. I told Tommy more or less, like, I could get hit by a car and you can make fun of me. Like, I don't care. I have four older brothers. I come from a family of S givers. Like, that's all we do to each other. So my wife last night, I was like, I think I should make fun of Tommy a little bit on this. She's like, you do not do that. And I'm like, what? I wasn't asking for, like, permission on that. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, what do you mean? Like, there's never been a man in the history of the world that's gone through this procedure and hasn't gotten just loads of grief from their buddies.
Sure.
In fact, we're of the age now. We're probably I know more people that have it than don't. I have not yet. Don't know if I ever will. Still, you know, playing with fire a little bit. But, you know, we're rolling through. So I don't have much time left to poke this appropriate fun. So feel free to have a little fun with us today. Tommy's not going to get his feelings hurt. Don't worry about it. And
I'll tell you, the most difficult thing about, I guess it's the recovery. I mean, you know, people have called this a surgery. I mean, it was like a 30-minute procedure. It wasn't, and, you know, at the doctor's office, not that huge of a deal. But the most difficult part, we have a toddler at home, and, you know, he is a maniac, you know, runs full speed around the house and, you know, just likes to crash right into me. And his head is about crotch level, mm-hmm. you know, yep. And it's a hard, large head, and just, you know, boom, like, slams right into me. And, you know, so, like, that's the difficult part, is keeping him at bay. You know, so that's really the only hard part about the entire thing.
A couple of things. Be careful there. I've heard some horror stories of, like, some grapefruit situations going on when, you know, people didn't follow the doctor's orders on how easy to take it for about 24 hours. But you also, like, it goes both ways. Like, now you're going to catch grief for a little while, but at the same time, you have one of these rare opportunities with your wife to really milk this. right? It's like the equivalent of you having a kid, right? Like, you know how much grief you have to catch? Like, well, if you only knew how hard it was to have a baby. Well, if you only knew what this was like. Now you have this yeah. rebuttal for like 48 hours that you're going to get to, you know, milk to its appropriate yeah. level.
I you know, I got to lay on the couch last night and she brought me dinner and, you know, the anything I can do for you, you know, kind of thing. So like that was, you know, certainly helpful, you know, throughout the entire thing. I will say though, and we didn't talk about it on the show at all, but I actually had this procedure originally scheduled for Masters weekend, because that's what guys do. Their right. schedules for March Madness or Masters weekend or Super Bowl weekend or whatever. And I had it for Masters weekend and had it scheduled. And my doctor was great, you know, and he's around our age and he's a golf guy. And he's like, oh yeah, I get it. Masters weekend. That's great. I forgot that it was my wife's birthday that weekend. Mm. And so I went home and she was like, yeah, that's not going to work. So I had to reschedule it for this weekend. There's really nothing. The Kentucky Derby is this weekend, but I'm not really a horse racing guy. That's really baseball. I can watch a lot of baseball, I guess, but that's about it.
Yeah, I wondered on the timing here. Most people do it March Madness, which wasn't going to work, you know, obviously with the show and going out to the star and everything else.
Right.
But yeah, it is. I don't know what I would pick if I ever go down that road and lose a little of myself. I may, you know, I would say like NFL opening weekend, maybe
it's probably
that
a good
for,
one
for that
yeah.
opening Thursday, but that doesn't really carry all the way into Sunday. So does that really do? I don't know how long this lasts.
I mean, college football is in swing during that time too. So you could go
true.
NFL opening weekend, college football, and then, you know, the opening Sunday of NFL.
Do you get the hall pass all the way through Sunday? I don't know how long this lasts.
You better believe I'm going to try. That's the plan. We'll see.
We're all proud of you. I hope that things go well. We will try and mix in some jabs. It'll be like, you know, be like, where's Waldo? See if you can catch all the vasectomy jokes we throw Tommy's way today. Jad will have several, I'm sure.
Just so you
know,
if it ever crosses the line or goes too far, you've said one too many, then I know all I've got to do is just start texting you pictures of the stitches and, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. You know, that way you can kind of see what it's actually like. And I figure you'll probably stop if I do that.
Maybe. Probably not. But maybe. I mean, if you'd like to put those out in the stratosphere, feel free. that's your prerogative. But we'll have a little fun with that today here on Sports Daily. And you can on the IHOP hotline, 869-1240. You can leave those comments on our video stream. We've got a few there. We appreciate those. Those are great. You can, by the way, that video stream's available on Facebook, on YouTube, on X. If you ever want to watch the show, if you ever want to go back and watch the show, it's always available, too, on those, like even after the fact. It doesn't have to be live. Audio's the same way. Jad podcast this out for you, so you can go to kfhradio.com and always download the show. I know that the podcast feature is a popular one for our show, so we appreciate everybody that listens to us that way. Zeb, buddy, says he'd rather not make a joke because the HR office there at Odyssey is just one office over. I don't know what the line on this is. I would have to ask, like, what is an HR violation here?
You mean they haven't made you watch the training video yet?
I have, yes, I have, Jad. Of course I have. It's mandatory. I just don't remember the chapter on vasectomy jokes. I'm sure
it's in
there.
As long as you don't ask me if the carpet matches the drapes, I think you're probably okay.
Do you still get to have carpet when you have a procedure like that?
I'd rather not answer that question.
This is good. Yeah, we're gonna have to be a little careful on today's program. So
wouldn't you say, like, typically on like 99% of our shows are, you know, PG rated for the most part. This one's probably PG-13. You know, like,
yeah, oh, just at least yeah.
Be a little bit more, you know, discretionary with who's listening to the show today.
We'll try to mask all the great humor. Let's take a quick break. We'll leave that segment as it is. I'll leave Jad's creative mind to how to, like, bookmark that segment on kfhradio.com.
What a terrible joke, Zeb. Zeb on our video stream. That's awful.
Says Tommy will be a vasectomy survivor. I kid you not. We'll keep them coming. Keep them coming. We appreciate it. I'll need a little help on this today. It's open season. Again, always for either of us to be made fun of. So please, we do not get our feelings hurt on this program anyway. We'll come back. Let's talk a little Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes, it's not really in the news, but I do think it's interesting to peel the curtain back on his always guarded public persona to catch a little of this. It was pretty interesting stuff. We'll get into that as we make our way through Sports Daily on a Friday. Welcome back to Sports Daily, everybody. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster here with you, at least what's left of him. Yeah, I've been trying to come up with vasectomy jokes during the break, but I'm just drawing blanks. I can't find one.
You want to do the show by yourself for the rest of the time?
86.
I'm happy to step out.
Join in the fun, everybody. This can't just be fun for me. But chime in on the show either way. We're going to talk a little Chiefs football and other things today if we can fit them in. So Patrick Mahomes goes on. Well, hey, you got to help me with this, Tommy. So it's Logan Paul. Is he popular? Like, do people generally like him?
Yeah.
I know he's. I know that he's a celebrity, but isn't there? And I am talking to you from all honesty, like, aren't they kind of bad guys a little bit? One is it Jake Paul is the one fighting Mike Tyson?
Correct. Yeah, they're
Logan
doing that
Paul,
Netflix fight.
Logan Paul is in the WWE right now.
Correct. Right.
What did they do before? Like, what made them famous?
I think they were YouTubers or something, I believe.
And they're actual brothers, right?
They're actual brothers. Influencers, I think, kind of.
Okay.
I don't know, like, when you ask, like, do people like them, I don't know if they're liked or if they're just popular. You know what I mean? Like, if it's kind of like, we love to hate them kind of thing. They've been around for a while. I don't know much about them other than just what you mentioned, that Jake Paul is fighting Mike Tyson, Logan Paul is in the WWE.
I mean, look, Jake Paul wins a lot of his fights, right? Like, he mm-hmm. has he been beaten? I don't even know. I feel like every time I hear about it, he won another fight. And I don't think he's fighting like the premier fighters in the world, but you know, it's fine. And Logan Paul is in the WWE. I have never seen it. I'm a huge wrestling. Well, I used to be a huge wrestling fan. I have all the appreciation in the world for that. If he's got a match at WrestleMania, like, he's got to be pretty good at that. So I'm trying to gauge, but I feel like they're kind of bad guys, right? Like, people generally. I don't know. So anyway, I bring all of that up because I think it's interesting that Patrick Mahomes has, like, fun interactions with him, kind of feeds into that bad guy role at Monday Night Raw in Kansas City, and then now he goes on the podcast. And it is a little bit different of a Patrick Mahomes. And we know Patrick Mahomes is, you know, he's got plenty of gamesmanship on the field. You see that every time you get to see one of his mic'd up segments, but a little more front-facing with it and these kind of interviews, and I think that's pretty interesting. Which, of course, you know it's there, right? Like, alpha competitors, you have to have that. But we don't generally get this look at it, and we do yesterday. And he brought up bringing up, he was like, we're going to run corndog again in New Orleans. You can book that right now. Basically saying we're going to be back in the Super Bowl, right? Like, lots of little things like that that are pretty interesting from Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, it makes sense, you know, the way that the last season played out where, you know, now they're at the point where they're at the top of the mountain and everybody wants to dethrone the guys at the top of the mountain. And we talked about it during the season that they have kind of leaned into this villain role a little bit, not unlike the way that Tom Brady and the Patriots did when they were at the very top of the mountain in the middle of their dynasty. You know, things like Patrick Mahomes yelling, you know, and yelling on the sidelines and, you know, throwing things, and Travis Kelce getting into it with Andy Reid, and all, you know, all the different things that we saw on the sideline and in game last year. They're going for another championship and people want to see them. They always want to see whoever is at the top of the mountain come down off the top. That's just the way of human nature.
Sure.
And so, yeah, if I'm Mahomes, I'm going to lean into that too. Let's play that villain role. Let's eat it up because there's nothing that we feel like is going to stop us.
Yeah. And they kind of need to, I think, a little bit, because it's not going away, right? It's not like they're going to be able to still be good guys. And, you know, people being jealous of Taylor Swift has fed into that now with Travis Kelce. So there is a little opportunity to own it. And, you know, most of the great ones do, right? Michael Jordan certainly did. Tiger Woods certainly did. Kobe Bryant certainly did. Tom Brady certainly did, right? The best of the best of the best, these GOAT types typically get there at some point. And maybe we're going to see a little bit of that shift from Mahomes. I'm not sure, because he does have, you know, he's always had this personality. And I think it's genuine, by the way. I don't think it's anything, you know, contrived, that people universally, unless he's like destroyed your hopes and dreams. Like, I don't think there's a lot of Niners fans that dislike Patrick Mahomes. But otherwise, probably outside of the division, Bills fans probably not huge advocates. But, you know, I think a lot of people just in general are fans of Patrick Mahomes. Certainly all the kids are, right? You go out to a flag football game and you're going to see like 85 little Mahomeses running around with the Oakley sunglasses and the, you know, and the cool hair. Like, he's got that impact too. I think he has a chance, Tommy. You know, Brady is the GOAT right now for all the reasons everybody obviously knows Brady is the GOAT. But I think Mahomes may have a chance to be more, to, you know, and it's going to take, he's going to have to win like Brady has won. But let's say he gets close, or, you know, gets four or five, whatever. Don't you think Mahomes has the chance to kind of get up where, like, I don't know, Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, where they almost get a little bigger than the sport they're playing? Like, Brady, I don't think he ever did that. Now, he's successful in a lot of ways, but I'm not sure he ever did. And maybe he did in, like, the male modeling world. I don't know. But Mahomes, I think, does have that opportunity to have that sort of wide-sweeping impact on pop culture. I use the example. Go out to a flag football game. You didn't have a bunch of little Tom Brady's running around when he was at the height of his greatness. But you go out now, and, man, everybody, and maybe that's because we're in Kansas. That could totally have something to do with it. But I would suspect it's that way in a lot of places. There's going to be a lot of Chiefs fans all over the country because these kids and everybody becoming Mahomes fans.
I think it's as close as you can get as an NFL player, Mahomes will get to that point. And it's, I think Brady was probably there too. Yeah. And it is hard because you're wearing a helmet and you're wearing pads and you're covered up, and, you know, and there are multiple people that are out on the field. I think it was easier for Michael Jordan, LeBron James, other guys like that, because you got five players on the team as opposed to 11 that are on the field at any given time. And you're completely visible, right? You don't have a helmet covering you up. Tiger Woods, in the world of golf, that's completely an individual sport where he doesn't have to share the spotlight with other members of his team. He can eat it all up himself. And everything that he's doing on the course is 100% directly connected to him. Yeah. You know, and it is that way with the other legends as well, to an extent. But really, in the world of golf, it's kind of second to none. But I do think from a football perspective, yeah, like, as far as you can get in that world of being bigger than the sport itself, I do think Mahomes will get to that point, whatever that is.
I think he can. I don't think he'll get there unless he can get up to Brady status. And he knows, he acknowledged that, by the way, in the interview. He's like, I just have to, I think his line, it was funny. He's like, I just have to keep doing what I'm doing and then do it again and then do it again a third time and I'll be there. And it's like, yeah, he we're all aware like that. It yeah. may be unattainable. It could be. But nobody thought Brady would be able to do it. And we point out all the time, just remember, Brady had a decade in between it. So that's wild, too, to imagine. Like, there was a decade. If Mahomes, who, I think has the durability tendencies that we, you know, that you see out of Brady, kind of that rubber band quality that Brady certainly had. Mahomes has a little of that. You know, if he can play a really long time, he's going to have a chance to do it, I think. But you never know, because, you know, sooner than he's playing the end of his career, certainly, Travis Kelce will be at the end of his. We think Andy Reid will be at the end of his, but who knows with Andy Reid. So nothing is for granted. There were so many things that went into Brady, and Belichick was certainly a part of it, and all of these different, you know, things, but it took a lot of different evolutions of Brady. Brady going to Tampa and winning a Super Bowl is one of the more impressive things I think we'll ever see in football, because just how crazy to think about all of that is, you know, Brady forever, who was, you know, dubbed this system quarterback or whatever, that, oh, he's just in the right system. And you're like, really? Have you watched football? Because they've had about 9 different systems since he's been playing. Then goes to Tampa, wins a Super Bowl. Don't take it for granted how difficult that is. Mahomes, what would you say? Likely or unlikely to get there as far as Brady's, you know, GOAT status numbers?
I think likely. I think, likely? Especially, yeah. I think especially now that you've got Travis Kelce and Chris Jones and Andy Reid locked up at least for a couple of more years. You know, you've got that that group, that squad together. And of course, you know, if you want to get to that point, we're going to be talking about Patrick Mahomes, if he does get to that point, doing this same thing when he's in his mid to late 30s. You know, it's not going to be, he's not going to get there in the next, you know, 3 or 4 years. Like, he's not going to win every single year. So we're going to be talking about years down the line, which will mean that the team will reinvent itself, have new players, probably have a new head coach by, you know, he ends his career. So I do think that you've got to go through some, but with the way that Mahomes has played so far to start his career, it really hasn't particularly mattered who's been on the field with him. I know it's important, you know, and especially with guys like Kelce and others, but he won with Tyreek Hill. He won without Tyreek Hill. He won with a really solid group of wide receivers. He won a Super Bowl last year with wide receivers that were awful for the most part. You know, so like, you know, no running game, a little bit of a running game. He's done it. Bad offensive line, good offensive line. He's done it all. And so I don't have a whole lot of doubt that even 5 or 7 or 8 years down the line, or even longer, even with the new team around him, that he'll still be the same old Patrick Mahomes.
Well, I think that is a good point. It's one I was working my way to, is we have seen now the Chiefs look different, I think, for these Super Bowls. Honestly, kind of 3 different looks for the Super Bowls he does have. So that's a good sign. But would that be the same if Andy Reid wasn't there? You know, like, would they be able to make those same kinds of adjustments? I'm not sure. Would it be the same if Travis Kelce wasn't there? I'm not sure. That's where it gets a little bit challenging, I think, to predict the future. I think he will pass Tom Brady in MVPs. Tom Brady has 3 of those. I think he'll pass him there. He's going to pass him in all the statistics if he stays healthy. So he'll have those things. I don't know if I could say it's likely that he'll get to 7 Super Bowls. Could. Man, it's going to be tough. The one thing, though, that adds pressure to this season is, let's say he gets to 5 or 6, but he has the 3 in a row. If he has the 3 in a row, now you've got something that nobody else has ever done to potentially get you over the hump if you haven't matched the total number of championships. Because he's going to have the numbers, like statistics. I think he'll have the MVPs. It's the Super Bowl wins that makes it difficult. Even just the amount of times Tom Brady played in a dang Super Bowl, that's going to be the tough part to match. But if you can get that 3 in a row, that's the one I think that could, no matter what else happens, get you there. If he just keeps playing, even if he doesn't match him ring for ring, if he gets a 3 in a row, I think that may do it. And that's why this year's pretty interesting for the Chiefs. This would definitely be a year, and it's hard to say it. I would not bet against the Chiefs this year. It's because there is so much on the line legacy-wise for this group right now, who's already, if they get a 3rd Super Bowl, if they get this done, Tommy, you can make the case for Mahomes as the GOAT. You'll probably have the case locked up for Kelce as the GOAT at their positions. And I think you can make a case for Andy Reid as the GOAT.
Absolutely. I don't know. At that point, I don't even know if it's particularly close. And not to take away anything that Bill Belichick has done over the course of his career. He's got the number of rings. But unfortunately, you know, I think that, and let's just assume that Belichick doesn't coach again. I know he'd like to, but I'm not sure he will. I think that you have to look at the way that potentially his career ended after Tom Brady left New England. And I'm not sure that I'm not saying that that tarnishes him, because I still think he's one of the greatest coaches of all time, and right now probably the greatest coach of all time. So I don't think it tarnishes his overall legacy. But if you've got Andy Reid coming up and nipping at your heels, and he's able to be the only coach to do three in a row, able to get that fourth Super Bowl, then at that point, we'd have to wait and see how Reid finishes his career. But as long as he's got Mahomes, I think it does put him over the top, over Belichick.
Yeah, I don't know. You can at least have a conversation. Right now, I don't think you could say it. If he gets three, I think you could say it. And I think you can make the case. And I think that's what is all. And I think you have three people that want that, right? Andy Reid would never say anything like that, but I think he would want that. We know that Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce would want that, right? They absolutely, and Travis Kelce probably already has it. Patrick Mahomes doesn't have it yet. And it's you got to like understand too what the GOAT is. The GOAT doesn't mean the best. I've said this forever. Like, saying Tom Brady is the GOAT doesn't mean you think he is the best quarterback that has ever played football. And I don't even know how to define that, but I would tell you that in an insulated environment, I would take Mahomes over Brady always, right? Like, if we're redrafting every quarterback that's ever played football, I think Mahomes is 1.1. I think there are, you know, you go to like Dan Marino maybe, and then Brady's going to be way, way up there. Don't get me wrong. But that's not what GOAT means. GOAT means you've had the greatest career, basically, of all time. And I think that can be different. And so we have that's what you know, sometimes it's both, right? Sometimes you've got Michael Jordan, sometimes you've got Tiger Woods, and it's both. Scottie Scheffler could end up being a more skilled golfer than Tiger Woods. I don't know. But he's not going to be the GOAT. He's no chance he ever has the impact that Tiger Woods has. So know that too when we talk about this. We're not sitting here trying to say anything like that, but that stuff's out there on social media. It's more lighthearted for sure, but I do think it was an interesting way to see Patrick Mahomes in a way that we don't really get to see him all that often, quite honestly. The IHOP hotline is open, 869-1240. The video stream, we can take your comments there. Ken says he's looking forward to some good snippets today on the show.
Thank you, Ken. I appreciate that.
If you're just joining in, Tommy is a little under the weather today from a procedure that, you know, is one I think that it's appropriate to have a little fun. Zeb just keeps him rolling in, said make sure the doctor measures twice and only cuts once, not the other way around. You don't want to do that, obviously.
I think all Zeb is doing right now, I'm sure he's just Googling vasectomy jokes. I mean, these are not original, Zeb. Like, if you want to actually elicit a laugh out of me, let's make it original. These are contrived. You're Googling them.
Yeah. You're catching a lot of stuff today, Tommy. Just hang in there, buddy.
God. Can we take it? Let's take a break. Can we take a break?
Hang on. Wait. I do have a very important question, though, before we get to a break, and we'll take one here. Do you still need ketchup and mustard on a hamburger? Or do you even need to use condiments anymore?
We need to take a break. Let's take a commercial break now.
Jad, can you get the drum thing ready for us on the
You'll
show?
You'll be surprised it'll be surprising if I actually come back after this commercial break.
We'll get the little rim shot ready, Jad, and we'll see how many we can sneak in here. Patrick Beverley. What in the world are you doing, Patrick Beverley? On two different occasions last night. We can get into that. My goodness. And we want to look ahead to this Royals series. It is, it's a big one. It's a good one. I'm excited for it. I don't know what to think about the pitching matchup tonight, though. We'll talk about some bets, perhaps, for the weekend. It's all coming for Sports Daily. All Brockton and Caster. We'll be right back.
...97.5 and 1240 KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. Sports Daily here on KFH. Appreciate you joining in on the program. ESPN Bet Don't miss a minute of the action on the diamond with ESPN Bet, the exclusive sportsbook of ESPN. It's the only place to find offers and promotions from your favorite ESPN shows and personalities, including daily odds boosts and home run specials all season long. New users can get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet does not win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with Hollywood Casino at Kansas Speedway, terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Tommy, the last two nights now, I did another one of ESPN Bet's parlay, crazy parlay of, I think they call them the, you know, the parlay plus of the day. I hit a baseball Nerfy one of those two nights ago. Last night, I take whatever their basketball one was. It was like a three or four player parlay, and it hit like plus 1350. So today, that bet is Luka to score 33 or more, Kyrie and Paul George to each get 24 or more, and James Harden to make 4 3-pointers. And I'm going to take it again. I mean, why not? You know, I'm making very small bets with them, but they're paying off. So I'll do that one today. And then I've been hot with baseball. So let's take a look at baseball today. It was a short slate yesterday. There wasn't really much to get into. Yesterday, the one thing yesterday that I think we talked about was Astros Guardians taking the Guardians. They lost. I didn't actually make the bet, but that was the only thing on a short slate. As we look at it today, Tommy, if you go to the Royals, who have been good, it's Brady Singer and Michael Lorenzen. The Royals are minus 120. I don't like either one of those, and we'll get more into the Royals in the second hour. I think if I looked at that game at 8.5, I'd take maybe the over on 8.5. Singer's been a little shaky to me. You know, I don't love that game, Tommy. I mean, do you have a good feel on it?
Well, I was about to say that, you know, I did a little bit of research yesterday, and across Major League Baseball through the first month of the season, scoring is down. And so you mentioned that you've been betting the Nerfy, and I would imagine that a lot of times, you know, the Nerfy, at least to start the season, has kind of been, I think, a good deal depending on the matchup. Now, with these two pitchers in tonight's game, with the Royals and Rangers, I'm not sure. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me one bit if either one of these teams got out to an early lead.
I don't even usually bet the Nerfy. I usually bet the Yerfy.
The Yerfy, yeah.
ESPN put one together in one of their little boosters. That's the only reason I took that. I usually don't make those. I mean, I keep it pretty simple, and JB points out the Guardians bet yesterday. Yeah, that's what we looked at that as the possible play there, JB, and they didn't hit it. I didn't actually bet that one, thankfully. But as we look at it, I don't have anything jumping off. You know, if you were going to do a Nerfy, you could go to good pitching matchups. Jordan Hicks, Aaron Nola is a pretty good pitching matchup. You could try that one. In fact, speaking of that game, man, Jordan Hicks has been pretty good. I know Nola's good. I don't love betting baseball on the money line at minus money, but the Giants are a plus money opportunity with a pretty good pitcher going. I mean, that's kind of how I do it. I just say, who's a good pitcher that's getting plus money? That's one today. You know, Charlie Morton and the Braves, I know it's against the Dodgers, but they're getting even money today. It's not a great pitching day. George Kirby's on the mound. He's been a really good pitcher, but he's been a little shaky, but he's getting even money today. So that's kind of what I look at baseball. Nothing, though, is screaming at me today from the regular baseball bets. I will say that.
The only thing that I like about the Charlie Morton bet against the Dodgers is, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, maybe through the second time through the lineup, or maybe even the third time, that's maybe where Charlie Morton will start to have some trouble. You know, he's up there in age. He's pitched decently well this season for Atlanta, but he's 40. You know, he's one of, I think, maybe the oldest active Major League Baseball player right now. And he doesn't quite have the longevity that he used to. And so you start to get into that fourth, fifth, sixth inning. And with the potent Dodgers lineup, that would be something I would be concerned about.
Yeah, what is that? Yeah, what, I mean, Braves, Dodgers also, you'd probably want to, 9.5 on that over and under. That's pretty high, too.
Who's pitching for the Dodgers?
It is Gavin Stone. Gavin Stone.
Okay.
So not one of their big horses. I think if I've got to pick one, and we'll, boy, I kind of like, there's two. So here, I'm going to give you two. And let's take it as sort of like a long shot, fun little, don't bet much, but maybe get good odds. Let's put together, Reese Olson has been good for the Tigers. They're on the road against the Yankees, but they're getting plus 135. Let's put that with Jordan Hicks of the Giants. They're the Giants on a money line are plus 135. Let's put those two together as maybe some underdog teams that have really good starting pitchers going tonight, or at least pitchers who are pitching well. We put those two together, Tommy. It gets you up to up plus 452, maybe a small one on that and a small one on their parlay plus. I'll play those two today. We'll keep it there. So that's what I'll be doing. We'll see if that one hits. Again, that's a long shot. I don't love anything as like a, yeah, hammer it kind of a bet on the baseball slate today, but we'll take a swing at that and see what happens. But you can download the ESPN Bet app and check out those odds. So we still have plenty to come here today. We're going to give away something in the second hour. We're going to give away some HGOT and coffee. We're going to talk Royals baseball coming up on a big weekend series against the Rangers. We want to get into this Patrick Beverly thing. Travis Kelce, you heard some of the audio there in Ted's update, talked a little bit about the deal. Do think it's sort of interesting, his comments on holding out when one of his good buddies who also just got a deal held out last year. That was, but it was tense last year. I think if anything else, and we can get into this in the second hour, Tommy, I think hearing that audio, I think the Chiefs players were kind of upset with Chris Jones last year. You got that sense as it was happening, right? That they were a little disappointed it had gotten to this point. And you hear something like that, and you're like, man, I really do think there was tension there with Chris Jones. Whether they say it or not, in all water under the bridge now, they're obviously solved. Am I overlooking that? I kind of feel that way. Like, I feel like there may have been a little, if we look back at it now and hearing comments like that, like, I think there may have been a little animosity there.
Well, you could tell just from the lack of really wanting to get into it, because I think that a lot of the players, had they really been able to speak their minds, you know, print, be honest, probably would have been negative towards the situation. I don't know if they were super negative towards Jones himself or his representation at the time, because all of these players, I mean, they know how it works. They've all got agents. They've all got people that are giving them opinions in their ears. You know, and ultimately Chris Jones is responsible, but his representation made some kind of bad moves that, you know, I don't know if maybe Chris Jones was totally on board with in the moment when they were happening. So yeah, in retrospect, I'm sure you go back and you listen to some of those things, probably would come off that they were not happy.
We can get into all of it in the second hour. No problem. Your comments on the IHOP hotline.
Hey, by the way,
1240. Yeah.
How about, real quick, how about Gene Stephenson yesterday making that big commitment to Shocker Baseball? It's a big deal and really contributing to NIL. That's massive.
I want to get into that because I want to make sure everybody understands what exactly happened, because I had to call and get clarification on where things go, and I did that. So I'm glad you brought that up. We'll talk about that too on the other side here. Your comments, your jokes, if you'd like to make them. Available, we'll take them. We got a few on the video stream. We probably need to sort through here. I appreciate everybody there. We'll be back. More Sports Daily, hour number two coming up.
.975 and 1240 KFH. This is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrocht and Tommy Gester.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. Hour number two here on Sports Daily. Shocker baseball broadcasts are available live for free here on KFH and on the Odyssey app. Tune in at 5:45 to KFH for Wichita State baseball taking on UTSA. You can also download the Odyssey app and search for KFH to do that. Speaking of Shocker baseball, you mentioned this right before the break. So news yesterday out of Wichita State, Gene Stephenson, legendary Shocker coach, one of the best that's ever done it in the college baseball sport, makes a big contribution to Wichita State. This is all very interesting. All the drama with Gene Stephenson happened literally right before I got here, right before I moved here. So when I moved here, it was tense. It was tense. And so now it's not, and I love to see that. Because I did, you know, one of the things you know about Wichita State before you get here is that, man, they've had some really good baseball teams, right? You know that if you've paid attention to the College World Series and all these things. I haven't been able to get back there yet, but certainly will help. So Gene Stephenson announces a planned gift of $600,000 to go toward the Shocker baseball program. That's not a planned gift is something, you know, that happens after your life. And that one goes to the Shocker baseball program, which will help them, which is tremendous. The other part of it, though, that's really interesting is a $20,000 yearly commitment that goes directly to the NIL portion for baseball on Gene Stephenson's gift. His gift is to baseball NIL. And I would imagine that's a pretty substantial baseball NIL gift, if I had to guess. So that's pretty significant. And, of course, Wichita State's putting that out there publicly because they would like people to see that if Gene Stephenson can do this, maybe you can too, get some matches. You know, it doesn't. Your match doesn't have to go to Wichita State baseball. It can go to wherever you want it to, any sport, any NIL portion of their new collective. It's sort of, it's the at least the public-facing crown jewel of the efforts right now to bolster NIL at Wichita State, which has been a very public effort by the university. We've had, you know, them on here talking about it anytime we talk to them. So it's what they're trying to do. And you know what? Gene Stephenson's a good one to float out there if you're trying to let people know, like, hey, we can do this.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it can be overstated the impact that, of course, Gene Stephenson had over his decades for Wichita State baseball, you know, the national championship and College World Series and, you know, everything that all the postseason runs, turning Wichita State, you know, into a national juggernaut for a number of years. And I think that what people forget sometimes, and I've got to be honest, I forget about it sometimes too, and they brought it up in the press release, is how Gene Stephenson built the program from the ground up. There were no facilities. There was nothing when he got here, and he built the program up to what it is today. And even though they're not, you know, a national juggernaut now, and they haven't been since he left, all of the facilities and just everything that has come from, you know, since 1978 to now, all started with Gene Stephenson. And so the fact that he's willing to pour back into the program, I mean, yeah, it's absolutely an important watermark, I think, for this program and the university, especially as we now enter in to this new era of college athletics.
It is going to have to happen. And we, you know, we bring up all the time, is this, you know, it's chicken and egg. And we talk about that with basketball. And I think that that's fair, right? I think that that's fair. For baseball, I'm not sure that it's quite the same thing. And so a big contribution like this, and look, I don't know the dynamics of how much baseball players are, I don't know any of that. I'm not going to pretend like I do. I have a better sense for football and basketball. I don't really know in baseball. This is going to help, I would suspect. A pretty good deal. You know, the last couple of years, I think Wichita State has done a really nice job of, in the baseball program, bringing a lot of the faces of that program back, whether it be Brent Chemnitz, who has been, you know, as big a you know, banner carrier for the university as there is now, into Gene Stephenson. So that's, you know, that's a big deal. Mike Pelfrey, of course, was on the staff for a little bit. That's a big deal. Like all of this stuff, they're just trying to bring it back. And, you know, kind of, Tommy, I think you run out of time on some of that, right? Because players are of an age now that maybe they don't remember it. Maybe they don't know about it. And so this is also a good way to do it, right? Not just a public, but, you know, this is dollars and cents kind of stuff. So I hope that it works for them. I hope that, you know, they get lots of NIL dollars to go to these players, because we all want Wichita State to be awesome. And, you know, the progress is at a pace that it is. And is that enough? I don't know. I don't know if it is, but this will help. And we'll see if it, I'm curious to know, Tommy, if, because I don't have this kind of money. Like I don't, you know, we don't operate that way. I'm curious to know if Gene's public support can recapture some of the old supporters that maybe have gone a little dormant in recent years. I think it's an interesting idea, and I'm very curious to know if it works. I don't know if he'll be able to tell us, but remind me, Tommy, we'll ask Kevin next week, like, since you made that announcement, did it stir anything up? Because I do want to know. Like, I think that's interesting. We don't need exact dollars or anything, but, you know, was the intended, you know, outcome what you wanted with putting, you know, a very public facing contribution like that. Fred VanVleet did the same thing for basketball, right? Built the weight room, did all that stuff. So I am curious to know what kind of power that has.
I think it does, and I think that it's important for, you know, the new generation or the next generation of Shocker baseball fans, you know, to know that there is still that important connection to the past. I have to give credit to Brian Green, you know, because from day one, he has made sure to, you know, include Gene Stephenson. I know he reveres Gene Stephenson. You know, all of that is incredibly important. And not that the previous coaches didn't do that. I mean, of course, Loren Hibbs and Eric Wedge were both connected to Gene Stephenson for a number of years. So, I mean, that was all there for sure. And not to, you know, talk bad about a guy that's no longer here, but I don't think Todd Butler really had that connection, you know, when he came in. I think there was intent from the university when they moved away from Gene Stephenson that they wanted to go in a completely opposite direction and try to remove themselves.
There never was
from that era. There was never going to be that, right? And obviously, yeah, because Stephen didn't want to go when that happened, right? I mean, that's what history tells us. And so, in a long time, I think, to bring that back to where it should be. And because, and I think that it's important to know this, that despite Stephenson being away from the university in official capacity for over a decade now, he still has a tremendous amount of equity in this community. Before there was Greg Marshall, there was Gene Stephenson. You know, Gene Stephenson was the king, probably still is to an extent, of Wichita because of the way that he put Shocker baseball on the map. Before there was Shocker basketball, there was Shocker baseball. You know, so like all of that, I think, is extremely
important. The recent
important
era in the fact, of Shocker basketball.
In the recent era, yeah. Exactly. I mean, of course, there was, you know, all of the things that happened back, you know, in the 60s and 70s, and even with Xavier McDaniel and all of that, Antoine Carr, all of that. I'm not discounting that. But, you know, as far as, you know, building that equity in the community, it's been Gene Stephenson for four decades now.
I it's been an interesting thing to follow from the outside, right? Because you know Shocker baseball's good, but you don't know like when you get here. It was a weird thing to walk into on the GNC because I basically walked into Todd Butler being the coach, very likable guy, brought in some really good players too. Like that was the thing about the Butler era is they had some dudes now, as far as like players in the program, but it didn't work. For whatever reason, it didn't work. And so, you know, you bounce around a little bit and they've tried a couple of different things and now they're trying a different, even another different approach. And we'll see what sticks. But the problem now is it's all apples and oranges. So now we get into this era of college athletics where it's like, okay, well, why can't, you know, XYZ, why can't Brian Green do what Gene Stephens did? Why can't Paul Mills do what Greg Marshall did? But that's totally unfair. Because this new world of college sports is very different than it was then, right? With more player freedom, there is a whole different component now to it. So I don't think it's really that fair, honestly, to compare what coaches are doing now really to anything that's been done before. It's almost like you have to push the reset on it and say, it's not a different sport, but in a lot of ways, Tommy, it is a different world. Like what coaches have to do now is very different than what they had to do 10 years ago, I think. And so to go back to legends with current guys, I think is the wrong way to look at it. And the right way to look at it is to just look at it in the now, right? Yeah, Wichita State needs to be really good at basketball and really good at baseball. Not because they used to be, but because they just need to be right now, because the facilities are there, because they're in a big metropolitan city. But, you know, those reasons more than because they used to be. I think about the only thing you can look at from the past is to know the fan engagement was there in the past. But I don't think the success level is a fair thing to look back on so much because it's just not the same thing anymore.
Yeah, I went to a Shocker baseball game a little over a week ago. Actually, it was a week ago today. I was getting my dates wrong. Week ago today, beautiful weather. They played Tulane. You know, it was an American Conference game. Friday night game. Weather was gorgeous. There weren't a lot of fans there. You know, and the Shockers didn't win the game, but it was competitive. They didn't get blown out. And I think that it's not a lack of, this program improving under Brian Green, because I know they got off to a really great stretch and then kind of cooled off. But I do think that the bricks are laid. The foundation is getting there for the future for this program. And, you know, yeah, it was a little disappointing to, you know, see the kind of lack of fan turnout. I think outside of the diehards, the ones that have gone to every Shocker baseball game for the last 40 years, and they're listening to Mike Kennedy in their ears and they're keeping score. Like, those guys have been going forever and they're great and they're diehards and they're passionate and dedicated. The casual fan, that's dropped off, I think, significantly over the years. And so in the same way that I know that Kevin Saul is working on, all right, how do we improve the fan experience in basketball to get fans back out to Coke Arena? You kind of have to do the same thing to an extent at X Stadium. And so I know that there's that sort of thing is being worked on and talked about. I just know that there's been, and it's, again, it's not dissimilar to what we've seen basketball go through in the last couple of years. It's just been a longer stretch for Shocker baseball where there's just been a long time disconnect. And it probably started when, you know, the university made the decision to move on from Gene Stephenson.
Yeah, does that ever come back? You know, that's what I don't know either. There's a lot more competition in life right now. Are people as interested in general? You know, you're competing with a lot of different things. I don't know the answer to that. I don't.
The other thing that I thought about a lot.
The most important thing, but I don't know.
Yeah. What I've thought about a lot, and it actually applies to Gene Stephenson, and it applies to Christy Breadbinner too in softball, is I think people take it for granted the caliber of players that these coaches have brought in to Wichita State, simply because of the location of the university. You know, like, you think of like big time powerhouses in college baseball and college softball. And I know that Oklahoma State, Arkansas, Nebraska, like, they're big softball programs, but by and large, you know, you've got warm weather climate programs that typically do really well. And there's a lot of times where the baseball team, you know, and especially during Gene Stephenson, and then Christy Breadbinner doing it too, they're playing games in sub-freezing temperatures. They're practicing. It's February in Kansas. You know, you're not playing in Florida. You're not playing in California. You're playing in Wichita, Kansas. And you know, the fact that they were always able to attract big name players and have a ton of success with their programs, despite that, I think that gets taken for granted sometimes.
I first thing I thought of.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
When I moved here, I'm like, I wonder how they've done that, because it's hard to do. Texas Tech is doing it right now. They're in the same situation, and they've been able to have success. I think you just have to blow kids away with facilities and hopefully NIL, which maybe they can do now. Let's go to the IHOP hotline. It's open for you at 869-1240. Earl on the line wants to chime in on Gene Stevenson's gift to the program. Hey, Earl. How's it
good
going?
Good morning to you guys. Hey, I just need to say there's a vast difference between college athletics now. And if you're trying to compare,
well played, Earl.
I think it's impotent for you to realize that taking the old tactic, you'll just be shooting blanks and the program will just shrivel up. So I think you keep after it a bit, and, you know what he's doing is kind of like putting some ice on the situation to bring the swelling down from the procedures that have happened in college sports in the past. So I think at some point you will get stride again and be able to stretch out as you had in the past. So, and good for Gene.
Just takes a little time. We appreciate this, Earl.
Tommy's
getting a little snippy over there.
You know, Earl, if I was able to stand up right now, I'd give you a standing ovation, but I can't. I'm not allowed to stand for another day or two.
Tommy, that does my heart so well. Go home tonight, put your feet up, eat some mangoes, and have a great evening.
Thanks, Earl.
Earl, we appreciate it. Have a Zima.
God, that might be, I know it's at my expense. That might be the call of the year.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That's pretty good. Let's save that one, Jad. Well played, Earl. If you're just joining us, Tommy had a little procedure, yesterday. He's hanging in there. Best he can here today. Had a little procedure done. A little snip. And
might be time for another painkiller.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't think that's allowed. Is that allowed?
Is
Tommy allowed to have one of those right now? I don't think we can't allow that.
Do we have to wait till 11? I have to be off the air first.
Yeah. 11. Okay. Yes. Do that. You can make jokes at Tommy's expense on the IHOP hotline, 869-1240. Let's also let people give something. Let's give something away on that IHOP hotline. Let's give away a little HTO. Iced tea, 25 flavors available for you. Tommy, well, you can get that delivered, by the way.
Good.
You can go on DoorDash and they'll deliver that right to you.
Can you deliver me like a, I need like a big bag of ice. Can you deliver that?
Yes, we can do that, actually. You can order that ice and it'll get delivered right to you. That's perfect. Or some free rain coffee. So the free rain coffee is all new and it's available in the East Wichita or Derby location. The iced tea, either Wichita location, East or West or in Derby. Good luck, everybody. First caller to that IHOP hotline right now will win that prize. We'll come back. Let's talk a little about Patrick Beverley, maybe some Travis Kelce comments, and we'll get to the Royals fans. Hang tight. It's all coming for you on Sports Daily. All right, welcome back in, everybody, to Sports Daily. This portion of the program brought to you by Crestview Country Club. Probably not a day for Tommy to go play golf, Tommy. But you could. You could go. Can you go anywhere? Like, are you allowed to move, walk around, anything?
Yeah. You're not supposed to lift a whole lot, so I can't lift my kids for a couple of days. I drove last night to the pharmacy to get my medication. So I did do that last night. I had a friend, and actually, you know him too. You work with him at 12 News. A buddy of mine, had the procedure done that I had done yesterday. And I think he played golf the next day. And I think afterwards he regretted doing that. From what I've heard from everybody, from my doctor to people that have had this done before, like, you probably should just lay low. And my doctor told me, like, the only people that he sees ever again after the procedure are the ones that didn't take it easy for a couple of days.
Grapefruit is what I've always heard. So don't go play golf today out at Crestview, Tommy. But you can go probably, you know, sit at the bar. They've got some comfy couches for you. They'll bring that drink right there to you.
Have a bourbon or something to take the edge off.
Yep, just do that. It's they got lots of different options there at Crestview. We appreciate their support. Give them a call. Check out all the different kinds of memberships you can take advantage. Tell them we sent you here from Sports Daily. We will get into, as we make our way through the show here, we're going to talk Royals. I want to get into this series with the Rangers and then follow it to the Brewers because we kind of have sort of like the pitching layout for this thing. So we'll look at that kind of game by game a little bit. Want to get into that. So stay tuned for that. We're also going to touch on this Patrick Beverley situation. I don't normally like to give these situations a whole lot of attention. This one's kind of double bad. And I feel like there's probably, on the front end of it, some pretty significant punishment that I would imagine comes as you throw a basketball at fans not once but twice. So we'll get into that as well. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll have it all in our last full segment here of Sports Daily. It's all Brockton Caster. Don't go away. All right, welcome back in, everybody, to Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster with you. It is Cinco de Mayo weekend on Sunday. Man, this is coming up quick on us this year. Cinco de Mayo Sunday, Tommy, and a reminder out there for everybody to have fun, but be careful.
Yeah, I think about all the major holidays out there that people tend to go out and have a lot of fun. And, you know, 4th of July will be coming up in a couple of months from now. And then, of course, you've got the winter holidays. But Cinco de Mayo, the next one on Sunday. And we're really happy to be joined by our buddy Dustin Devon from Devon James Injury Attorneys. They've got a pretty big deal going on some of these major holidays, including Cinco de Mayo this weekend, to help people make sure that they're not drinking and driving. So, Dustin, first off, welcome to the show. Glad you could be here with us.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, guys. Love listening to you.
Appreciate that. And, of course, like we talked about Cinco de Mayo a couple of days from now, what are you guys doing? Because, you know, we obviously know that drinking and driving is absolutely a terrible thing and people shouldn't be doing that. But you guys are jumping in to help out and make sure that people who are maybe a little bit over the limit or have drank too much to drive are going to be able to get home safe.
Absolutely. It's so much fun to go out and celebrate holidays. But what we're trying to get in people's mind is to think before you drink. And what we've done is we've teamed up with Cake News and we're giving free Uber rides this Cinco de Mayo to keep our communities safe. And it's super easy to do. All you need to do is go to our website, devonjames.com, or text Safe Ride Home to 316-888-8888, and we'll line it up.
So, Dustin, I'm curious. I know you guys, I'm looking at some of the notes Tommy sent over, and you've done this before. This isn't the first one you've done, and it's not the last one you'll do. How has this been received when you guys have thrown this opportunity to help folks out there?
You know, we've had a great response from the community. Our busiest Think Before You Drink program was New Year's Eve of this last year. We gave out 600 vouchers. And so it's taken a lot of people who would be drinking and driving off the roads, and it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, so I mean, of course, you've got people out there that are probably making a plan, and they know that, hey, they're probably going to go out, they're probably going to have a good time, and they probably already have transportation lined up. But for folks that are just out kind of on a whim of it, they don't really know what their plan is going to be to get home. I mean, really, all they need to do, like you mentioned, is put that phone number in their phones. That way, when the time comes, they can just reach out and make sure that they get home safe.
Absolutely.
So what's that number again one more time for folks so they know what to put in their phones?
You bet. 316-888-8888. Super easy number.
All right. 316-888-8888. And just need to text the words Safe Ride Home to that number to get your Uber voucher. That way you can make sure you get home safe on Cinco de Mayo. One more thing for you, Dustin, before we let you go. Know you're doing this for several different holidays throughout the course of the year. You mentioned New Year's Eve, Cinco de Mayo this weekend, 4th of July coming up. What are the other holidays that you guys have where you're going to be implementing this program?
Absolutely. So we also do it for Halloween and St. Patrick's Day. So we do it for the five kind of celebration type holidays.
All right. Sounds great. The phone number again, 316-888-8888. That way, when you're out celebrating Cinco de Mayo this weekend, you can have a safe ride home. Dustin, we really appreciate your time. Thanks for doing this for the community. You know, anytime that we can, you know, help out and you guys can help out to make sure that people are getting home safe, that's a great deal. And so we really appreciate what you guys are doing.
Hey, thanks so much, guys. Take care.
All right, Dustin Devon, appreciate that time. Yep. Good stuff. 600 on New Year's Eve. That is
that's crazy.
Wild.
That's great.
But good. I'm very glad that is happening. It is. I are you a Cinco de Mayo celebrator? Typically, Tommy.
I mean, I was when I was younger. I mean, it was pretty, you know, pretty common to go out and celebrate that, and you know, some margaritas, maybe some tequila. Absolutely.
I was too in the, I mean, you didn't need an excuse back when you're younger. I don't really at all anymore on Cinco de Mayo. It's not one that, and it's really like all the drinking holidays, they sneak up. All of them, New Year's Eve, we're usually watching the ball drop at home now with the kids. St. Patrick's Day sneaks up on me. It's always around March Madness. So I'm always like, oh yeah, it's St. Patrick's Day too. Cinco de Mayo's that way. 4th of July is a nice holiday to kind of kick back and party. I still do that. Halloween, not really at all. But it's interesting that you phase
New Year's.
Out of
I mean,
that
that's,
stage
you know,
of life.
Yeah. I think that even New Year's, you know, to an extent now, it's, you know, different that I've got little kids, but you know, it's important, you know, to make sure that you've got that plan and you know how you're going to get home safe.
Absolutely. And we appreciate them doing that for sure. All right, let's talk some Royals here, Tommy. So you get these six, and right now, that stretch of games we talked about, I believe they're either two or three games over 500 in that stretch. They took three out of the first four against. They lost the series to Baltimore, so they went 1-2 there, and then they went four. They won four out of their next five. Then they lost three in a row. Then they won two in a row. So here's where we stand now. And we come into this series with the Rangers and the Brewers. You get all six of them at home. You know, to go back and say, well, they needed to be 500 at that stretch we've been talking about. Okay, that means they don't have to go 500 in this six. But now we're kind of greedy and we want to see them go at least 500 in this six. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, of course. And I know getting into this hard stretch of games, that was kind of, I think, the middle of the road expectation, or at least where we wanted to see the Royals end up at 500, knowing that they were going to be playing, you know, some really good teams on paper at the time when we were looking at the next couple of weeks, back before it got started, you know. But now, of course, you want to be greedy and you want to be able to figure out a way to, you know, continue to battle for, the top of the division. It helped last night that the Guardians lost to the Astros. That was the only game on TV last night, so I had that one on in the background, watched it, and the Astros, who have not been good this year, kind of busted it open, and they were able
to
get one on the Guardians at home. I think that, you know, knowing that you're getting into this stretch with the Rangers and then wrapping it up with the Brewers, yeah, you've got a little bit of wiggle room, but of course you want to be able to take both series.
The pitching matchups for them, you get Singer tonight, then Waka, then Lynch. I would say the chances on winning the Rangers series would be a little less than winning the other series against the Brewers, because in the Brewers series, you get Reagans and Lugo going two out of those three and then Singer again. So, you know, you look at it that way with the pitchers. And that's, look, the part of the beauty of having two guys at the top like they do right now in Reagans and Lugo is it's going to be difficult for the Royals to get on long losing streaks because they have those two guys there. You know, beating both of those guys to put together a streak for the opposition is going to be very difficult to do right now because those two guys are going as well as they are. So then what do you get out of the rest? Well, you just need to battle, and that's where the offense has to pick you up a little bit. The Rangers, Nate Eovaldi left his start last night. They're hurting, you know, in the starting pitching department right now, but their bullpen's been pretty good. Probably going to have to jump on them early if you're going to get to the Rangers. So, you know, those early at-bats for Bobby Witt Jr. to get on, make a little noise. And then, you know, what's been so remarkable about the Royals offense this year, and I don't know, I don't have this number. I wonder how often, like how many of Salvador Perez's RBI are Bobby Witt Jr. run scored. You know what I mean? Like how, because I bet it's a very significant portion. That combination of Witt getting on, stealing a base or whatever, and then Salvi bringing him in has been just lethal for them. And they're probably going to need that early in games against the Rangers at least, who, you know, if you're going to strike against them, you want it to be early in the game.
Well, and it's not just early in the game for the Royals in the top of their lineup. I mean, isn't that where the Rangers are the most dangerous, is their top of lineup too?
Yeah, they're not hitting right now.
You've got to kind of get through that. But the threat is more at the top of their lineup, obviously, than at the very bottom. They've got, you know, Semien and other guys that, you know, are there.
Semien, Seager, Adolis all sit at the top. But Tommy, they're a top to bottom lineup. Like I think their lineup is as good as any, certainly as good as the Astros. But like, as far as just being a difficult lineup to navigate, and I know they're not like on fire right now, but and it's because they're a little bit streaky, and we saw that in the postseason last year. But they've got young players at the bottom of the lineup that are otherworldly type prospects. You know, they're down there because they're young, basically. I mean, their catcher is. He's not Salvador Perez, but he's just as good as basically the rest of the league offensively, besides like Perez and Adley Rutschman. So I don't think there's a lot of relief in their lineup, but they're kind of cold right now, and the Royals can take advantage of that perhaps too. But you don't have your two big guns going against them. That's why I kind of said, like, watch that over tonight, because if the Rangers offense wakes up, they can get over that those numbers by themselves. Now, I don't know if they will. You know, the timing is everything. But I also think the Royals are going to have an opportunity as part of that to score some runs too, because the Rangers are hurting in the rotation, just like, you know, just like a lot of teams across Major League Baseball. So that's an interesting series. Go to the Brewers, which we'll talk.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Talk about that series obviously next week, because it doesn't start until Monday. You go over to the Brewers side, and I mean, you got Reagans and Lugo. I think you expect to take two out of three when you play series. I think you just expect to win series when those two both line up for the same series.
Well, I think so too. And of course, the Brewers are, you know, they've been in the midst of, you know, kind of a transitional time, losing Craig Counsell and, you know, Pat Murphy as the new manager there. Of course, he's got, you know, quite a bit of relationships already built up in Milwaukee, so that kind of helped that transition. But they lose Counsell, they lose Corbin Burns. You know, they don't really have quite as much firepower as they've had in years past, but I think that really they have, I mean, don't you think they've maybe overperformed a little bit from expectations here to start the season?
I mean, losing Burns was the big thing. But man, they've got a core there of dudes that I've been a pretty big fan of. That they've been for years, them and the Mariners, like of the teams that have, that are sort of building and have the young players. Those are the two teams I've looked at over the last, I don't know, probably 3 years that I've really liked. I've been a futures guy with the Brewers a couple of times over the last 2 or 3 years. So I'm kind of in on them. I think they're for real. I mean, obviously they'd be better with Corbin Burns, but, you know, they're there. Tommy, did you know right now in Major League Baseball, the Royals have the best run differential in all of baseball?
Yeah. Yeah.
In all of baseball.
Yep.
I knew they were good. I didn't realize they had surpassed everybody else. Better than the Braves, better than the Dodgers, better than the Brewers we just mentioned, better than the Rangers, better than Cleveland, better than anybody in the AL East. It's wild. Wild stuff. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. We've got the IHOP hotline open for you. Scott wins our HTO iced tea and free rain coffee. Is this the same Scott on the line? Wants to chime in today on Sports Daily. Hey, Scott, welcome in.
Hey, thanks for having me. Hey, I'm not.
You bet.
As somebody who's been through the same procedure as Tommy, I'm not calling to give him a hard time. I'm calling to give
him
advice.
Thank you, Scott. Okay.
So Tommy, look, this is my story. Mine was about 30 years ago, but I had mine done on a Friday morning. No problems. Life was good. Went home. The doctor said, I need you to go home, lay around all weekend, get you some frozen vegetables, you know, don't do anything.
Yeah.
I said, okay. So I wake up Saturday morning and I feel awesome. I'm walking around the house like, I've been like, this is no big deal. You know, I thought, hey, I'm good to go.
Yeah.
And my wife said, well, why don't you, I got to run to the mall and go to this store. Why don't you go with me since you're feeling fine? And I thought, well, I'm not really supposed to do that. And she said, oh, come on, it'll be fine. So I go to the mall with her and I walk around for a few minutes. I get back home and I'm okay. And then all of a sudden it starts creeping in and the pain starts coming. And by Monday morning, I looked like a cowboy that had been riding a horse for a week. I was walking bow-legged, couldn't hardly move. So your doctor said stay off your feet all weekend. My advice to you is do it, because the end result, if you don't, is not good.
Can I give you my wife's number and you call her and tell her that? Because yeah, I got this this thought that, like, come tomorrow, like, I might have a list of things that I need to do around the house. So, you know, that having that backup, you know, might be a good thing.
Hey, you have my number now, so just have her call me.
All right. So appreciate the advice, Scott. Thank you so much.
All right, man. You guys have a good weekend.
You too.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you. We appreciate that. You know, this has been an interesting experience for me. You know, I'm looking there. Listen, there are amazing jokes. Most of them we can't tell on these airwaves, you know, like, for instance, hey, Jad, do you know what Tommy and a Christmas tree have in common?
What?
Ornamental balls only.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. So, that one's up, you know, in there in the dad joke category.
Yeah. There's a lot of those. But my problem is I'm trying to look these up to just have plenty of ammo. You get a little dicey sometimes in what shows up in the old Google search. So if you have any jokes, we've been making lots of them. You can go back and watch them. We appreciate everybody chiming in.
I'm happy that finally one of the calls we got today was sympathetic towards me, you know, and able to, you know, maybe give me some advice. That's nice, because it's kind of been just like pile on top of me day.
Isn't this funny? Like, women aren't this way like us. Like, you, it's so interesting for the most part. like, what do you do? Like, when you've got a buddy or a friend that goes through something, like, what is your first reaction? To make fun, right? Like, that's how we process things. Could you imagine? Like, my wife would be so mad at me right now if she knew we were poking this much fun at you. Like, why would you do that? Like, brains work so different. Like, we don't have a lot of women calling in making vasectomy jokes.
I mean, you know, look, it comes with the territory. I've been in this business long enough to know that, you know, it just, you get made fun of. That's part of it. That's part of being in this industry, you know, and you're
human,
kind of put,
right?
You know, this
human?
Because you've been on TV and radio for a long time. You kind of put yourself out there. Right? Like, that's part of it.
Totally.
And so you just sort of have to roll with the punches. I'm okay with it. I've got a thick skin.
Well, so the thing for me too is, like, big family. We all make fun of each other pretty much all the time. You go into the TV business. So the TV business, you better develop a sense of humor akin to, like, a police officer or a fireman or somebody that has to be around some terrible stuff, because you better get with the program or it's pretty sad and depressing a lot. So you just sort of develop that. And yeah, that's why I love this. I love the dynamic we have here to be able to poke fun at each other. I feel like Jad's just got one brewing back there that he is, you know, waiting to let go of. and he's holding back. So I hope that's coming, Jad.
No,
Earl still wins the day with his call.
Yeah,
that was a great one.
It's kind of hard to it's kind of hard to follow up anything that Earl did. And Tommy, if you're feeling put upon there, just remember yesterday I was very supportive.
You were. And that's the difference between yesterday and today. We didn't talk about it yesterday. I was pretty nervous yesterday. I mean, who wouldn't be, right? Like, that's...
Yeah, you've lived. You're alive. Now we can make fun of you.
Exactly.
Exactly. And so I appreciate, you know, Jad's, sympathy yesterday and his sensitivity yesterday, not making fun of me yesterday, but everything was fine. So now I'm fair game.
Exactly.
Jad, you're 100% right, Jad. It is kind of hard.
I thought you were just going to stop right there.
I did dramatic pause to do this today because all I can think about is like, where's the next opportunity to make a joke? Plenty of those there. Let's real quick, Patrick Beverly, Tommy, and we talked about this. So I'm like, he was a jerk to a producer in the post game, telling her she couldn't stand in his interview circle because she didn't listen to his podcast. I don't know what the hell that's all about. That's just weird. The other thing I think that's far more concerning is chucking a ball into the stands, hits a woman in the side of the head with it. And then this guy like gently hands him the ball back and he fires it again at him. I'm like, what are you thinking? Like, what could possibly be going through your mind at that moment that you don't understand the likely consequences of that? Do we not all think of like, you know, the brawl, but with the pace, that horrible situation, like
the Ron Artest, the Malice of the Palace.
What are we doing here? Like, are you, and I don't want to give, cause I'm sure that those fans were ruthless during the game and I don't have a problem with that. And there's some part of me that's like, you know what, if you run your mouth, you run the risk of getting popped in the mouth. I kind of do believe that, but public facing in a basketball game like that, like, what are you thinking? And then to follow it up by what a bad day. What a bad day. I wonder if he had the same procedure as you earlier in the week to just be in just a really terrible mood, because like, that is some, and I know he's got a reputation of being gruff and tough, but come on, man. Like, what in the world are we doing here?
Yeah, it turns out the lady that he said that to in the locker room about not being able to interview him is a highly, highly respected producer, I believe, at ESPN that everybody loves. It wouldn't even matter. Like, even if she was not highly respected and a nobody, you don't talk to somebody like that. And I can't imagine that he would have said that to a male reporter. He might have. I don't know. I don't really know Pat Beverly. But regardless, it doesn't matter who you're saying that to. Just a complete lack of class. He had a bad night last night in multiple different ways. I hope it's a one-off, as opposed to just his real character shining through. Because I mean, that was pretty offensive, both the basketball throwing at the fan multiple times and then what he did in the locker room after the game.
I've seen plenty of players be jerks in locker rooms. That one, I mean, I don't like that, but I'm not like, that one is just like, whatever, dude, like, why are you being a jerk? The other one I got a big problem with, and I know, like, and that's it's almost like the social media vitriol came at the locker room thing. That's okay. Like, again, that kind of like jerk attitude happens all the time in a locker room. The other thing is what people should be outraged about today. The throwing the ball at fans. That's like, you're asking for danger there. Like, you're asking for a fight. That, yeah, probably you'll win it. You're a pro athlete, but man, just you can't let that kind of stuff get to that point. You know, thankfully, I think his teammates were there to try and like settle that down. It was very strange. Like, it was just a really, like, go watch the video. It's a weird, weird dynamic altogether to see it. And honestly, the fact that it did not escalate further is impressive because. And I don't, you know, they are right on top of them. And you know, Beverly and this, I don't know which person he was jawing at, but they're about within an arm's reach of each other. And we know by all the videos of a lot of fights in stadiums, we're pretty lucky, I think, that one didn't turn out that way. So you can check that out if you haven't seen it yet. We've got a lot coming up. It's a busy, busy weekend. And we're going to sort through it all, let you know where you can find what when we return on Sports Daily.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.